Hello, mermaids. Excuse the sniffling, snorting, worse than even the beginning of the week. The flu has intensified, but this is me showing up Monday and Friday as promised. And as we go into the festive season, this is the 22nd as I am recording this. I wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, or do celebrate, and this year you just don't feel like celebrating. I feel you, I hear you, every single emotion is valid and it's okay. And I know in our culture there's not a lot of place for grief, especially during festive seasons, but that doesn't mean grief is not experienced, as I know only too well at the moment. But at the same time, it's like there's space for everything. And even if people aren't seeing you, don't take it personally. I think this is something that I really learned this year and would like to pass on to everybody. Yeah, until you actually have experienced intense grief and you realize that there's absolutely nothing the other person can say to make it better, but until you have that grief and understanding that there's nothing the other person can say, we still feel like we're supposed to fix it. And we need to go in there, we need to say something. And when someone is obviously upset, we want to take that pain away. And there's no way we can do that. And therefore, we feel incredibly inadequate that we can't do it. And that's what makes people kind of avoid this conversation topic, especially during the festive seasons. So yes, just passing that on. Don't feel like you are a freak in any way or that people are ignoring you. They probably just don't know what to say or how to deal with it because they think that they can also fix you when they absolutely cannot. So that little rambling over, I just wanted to say that this week's podcast, or this end of the week podcast, is a little bit about intention. I actually had this conversation with one of my coaching clients who I absolutely adore, and she's so fantastic, and I just passed this on, and she felt it was such a wonderful thing that I just wanted to share it here too. And that was the importance. Oh, little people are coming in. The importance of intention. And if we could just do more things with intentions, everything would be a little bit easier for us. And if you're wondering what I mean by that, a big thing is, especially this time of year, we're all trying to wrap up our year. We're trying to get our projects finished, whether they be creative, professional, personal, it doesn't matter. We're trying to get them done. And we're also trying to see everybody, and we might be getting stressed out or not getting stressed out, whatever the case may be. And we may be feeling that we need a break, and instead of giving ourselves a break, we're pushing, 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 pushing. And I really feel like the best way to go about anything is to set your intention. If you need a break, if you feel it coming, set the intention to have a break, because your body's going to force it on you anyway. And then you're going to beat yourself up and feel guilty that you're, quote unquote, spacing out or vegging out or eating too much or whatever you feel like you do to escape the very realities of your situation. Instead of doing that, kind of set the intention of going, you know what? I need a break. I can feel it coming. And I'm going to allow myself this time to have the break and enjoy it. Or say, you know what? I just need to get this done. Today is my last big push. That's my intention for the day. I'm going to do the push and then I'm going to take a break. But I think the important thing is, as long as we set out the intention beforehand and set up those boundaries and protect them, no matter what the boundaries are for, the intention is there to protect them and to protect us, they will be so much more productive and so much more happier. And that, mermaids, is it until Monday. I will be coming in with a Christmas Day podcast. That's the lovely part about Anchor. You just pop open this and hide in the corner for 5 minutes. And even if your children are chasing you, you can do it. So have a festive season, and I'll wish you Merry Christmas again on Monday. Bye-bye.